All right, we're on page 50. We're going to continue. We're going to page 50. Ein kiddush haChodesh b'chutz la'aretz. So last we learned, just to maybe reviewing a little bit, we learned about Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos and how he spoke about how the whole notion of kiddush haChodesh emanates from Eretz Yisrael. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. Without Eretz Yisrael, there would not be kiddush haChodesh. So he says it's an unbelievable story. We didn't do this. It's an incredible story that brought down the Gemara in Brachos. Kevanji is Karim Zot. Since we mentioned all this, let's finish up the story, okay, in the Adam Masechet Brachot. So if you look at footnote number 28, okay, look at footnote number 28, if you can follow the story in the Gemara in Brachos, it's worthwhile to quote it. So you'll follow it. I'm going to have the Gemara over here. Rabbi Yevel Havim Mishtai. Rabbi Yevel says, Yared Chanina ben Achiv Rabbi Yeshua Legola. When Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, went to the Gola, went to Babel, so he decided to start figuring out the calendar in the Chutz Laretz, which we learned according to the Rambam, we're not allowed to do. So we asked Rabbi Shnei Damini Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kepar, Uben Venosha Zechariah ben Kavuto. So they sent, you see where I am? Yeah, okay. So they sent two men, Rabbi Yossi ben Kepar and this and Zechariah ben, and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kavuto. When they show, like here you have these two great scholars from Eretz Yisrael, and they show up, you know, in Babylonia, and so he says, what are you doing here? Here, learn. This is a time, it's such an unbelievable thing, where they're yichus, right? These are great men, and their parents served the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash is, you know, still a live memory. You know what I'm saying? That and he's building up this community in Babylonia, and he's acting like he's still in Eretz Yisrael in the sense that he's being ma'abr chodesh. He's figuring out the new calendars. Like we learned, Zechariah ben Kavuto said, "Harbe pa'amim karigin lefana b'sefer Daniel." Many times I learned before him in the book of Daniel. So they're sitting around Beis Medrash, right? So people become a shilas. So he would say tahor, and they would say we're not sure we agree. Tame.
The other way, yeah.
Oh, the other way. Tahor. Right? Who owes there? Well, it doesn't matter really.
Well, it's easy.
People would come.
The famous thing is,
People would come, and he said, it's Asher, Behem Matira. The point wasn't, I don't think this is Kosta Hatira.
Show him off.
Yeah, show him off. Hikhuz Aleim. So now, by the way, you don't do that. You won't go to somebody's Beis Medrash, they're the Rav, right? So you sit by quietly, you know, he made a Pshak Halacha, and they would say, Rabbi, are you sure? I don't think so. So he got annoyed. Hichuz aleihem halalu shel shav shem shel tohem. So he made an announcement. Those two guys are shmendriks. They're no goodness. They're nothing. Amulo, hey, kvar banita, my friend, you built this up already. Remember, you just made an announcement. They were the gedolei hador, right? Ve'iyata yachol lishtor. You can't knock a building down that you just built. Kvar gadarta ve'iyata yachol lishtor. It's just made a fence. You can't knock down a fence. Meaning you just said we're big guys, so now all of a sudden you want to say we're nothing? Amalahem, Mivnei Matane Vatem Mitaharim Adi Osir Vatem Atirim. What are you doing? Why everything I say something, every time I say something, you say the opposite. Amulo Mivnei Sha'atam Ma'avir Shani V'Kobei Chadashim Chutz La'aretz. What are you doing? You are calculating the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. That's why we're coming to contradict you. So, hey, Rabbi Akiva got to do it. So, Rabbi Akiva. He's a different story. He began, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, Rabbi Akiva was a supporter of the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. So even when he was not in Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, he's Rabbi Akiva. Leave him alone. No example. He said, I was also the God of Hadur and Eretz Yisrael, so why can't I?
Well, they just showed him up on two things.
It doesn't mean that they were right.
Okay, I hear.
I mean, also, sometimes
people,
well, right, you know, you give a halacha and somebody says one thing, you can learn the other way. It doesn't mean they're right or wrong. Amulo, Gidim Shehinachta Nasi Tayashim. The little goats that you left, now they're big goats today. Baalei Kranim. They have horns. Right? Meaning, when you left, yes, you were the Gadol Hador. What, you think we stopped learning? Now they have horns. Vehem Shagrunu Elecha, and those horned rams have sent us to you. To do what?
To stop you.
To gore you. With their horns. Vehem Amru Lanu, they told us, L'chuv Amru Lo Bishmenu. Go say an name. Im Shomea Mutav. If you listen and you stop figuring out the calendar, great. Bim Lav, Yehe Bishmidwe. If you don't stop, put it in Chelem. V'amru l'achinu shebagola im shomer mutav v'im lav ya'avu bahar. And say to our friends in the exile, if you listen, you stop, great. And if not, go up on the mountain. Achia yubnei mizbeach chananya yenagim bekinor v'yichap v'chulam v'yomu en lahem chelet be'olohe Yisrael. Achia, you build an altar. Chananya, you play the harp. Right? You guys bring kapar for everybody, but do me a favor, at the same time, but Yogur, say at the same time, Eilam Chedek Eloha Yisrael. You don't want any part of the God of Israel. Yad, the Gemara finishes, Go'u b'bechia. He began to cry. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, Yeshanu Chedek Eloha Yisrael. We want a portion of the God of Israel. Kol kach lama, why'd they go to such great lengths?
Why not to say it here? Please don't.
Yishum Shedem, Rakim Yitzion, Teitei Tvorah, Udvar Hashem Yishalayim. Because it says, Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah. So he's going to now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain this whole story based upon what we just said. It's a very strange story because, he's being the Aber Chadashi, he's figuring out the calendar. So because of that, he says, if you keep doing this, it's going to be like, just understand, you can keep doing it as long as you say we don't want any part of the God of Israel. Yeah, I mean, come on. Wait, that's.
Why did this tell you? I was talking about. Just go to him and say, please stop. He wouldn't listen to them.
No, he wouldn't listen to them. Meaning, basically what they said, in other words, is, they said, if you continue to do this, that's fine, but just understand, it isn't Judaism. It's just not Judaism. So if Judy's going to explain this, by the way, pretty strong words, would you not say? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he explains the whole thing. Second line. Rabbi Chanina, second line in the main text.
Yeah, the big dark.
Yeah. And Chanina Mizkar ben Makomot Rabin, Rabbi Chanina has mentioned in many places, I have got a load. Gedol migidole gedole Chazal. He's one of the great, great leaders of Chazal, the rabbis of his time. Utafas makom b'tkufat ha-Tanaim. He lived during the time of the Tanaim, the Tanaim of the rabbis in the Mishnah, yeah?
If you look at Hanui, on that thing, he has a 30. He was one of the Gedolim of the Gedolei Chazal. How do you know that?
He told us that about himself. You know, I that's not a problem. I mean, you know,
So.
Nobody will deny that a Gadol Hador becomes a Gadol Hador because he thinks he is.
That's also true, yes.
You know, if you want to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, you have to.
Right,
you
have to have not an unknown Mamela.
Right, you have to have some level of hubris. You have to say, you guys have to listen to me.
Right.
You know, also remember the whole story about Gamliel and his asserting his authority. You have to, because if you don't assert your authority, people will run all over you. Okay. Anyway, he lived during the age of the Tanaim. Bahaya ben Ach Shav Yeshua ben Chananya. He was the nephew of Yeshua ben Chananya. Who Yarad Legola? And he moved out of Israel and he went to Babylonia. As Kamo Achshav L'Sharmen. Then, like now, Rov Hayahadut Haita B'Chutz La'aretz. Most of Judaism was in Chutz La'aretz. Mishan Beretz Yisrael Rak Metein Ma'at. By the way, Rav Tzvi Yehuda said this. I don't know when he said this year, but that's changing. I mean, it's changing, not quantitatively, but also qualitatively. It's clearly not true that the majority of Torah scholars live outside of Israel anymore. Right? You know, other than Lakewood, right? You have a pocket of small yeshivas in Brooklyn.
You have yeshivas spread out, though, in America today.
Yeah.
The dissemination of Torah is great. I'm not saying they're, you know, the next...
There's a Kollel in Detroit. Mm-hmm. How many have Rechim?
No.
How many Kollel guys?
Yeah, in Baltimore, you have in Toronto, you have in Chicago, you have in Cleveland.
How many people studying Torah in America outside of New York?
What's the question? Total number?
How many people study learning in Yeshiva outside of New York? A thousand?
I don't know.
A couple thousand.
A How many people study Yemigot in Israel? You've got to, like, you know, yeshivas all over the place. Like,
New York has a couple thousand.
No, but say Lakewood. Lakewood does too.
Lakewood can, yeah.
But, but you've got
it. You're saying here in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, but outside Yerushalayim, outside New York, in Israel, you have this, like, you know, Hasidic yeshivas. I'll take you, when we were with the Breslover Hasidim, they take you up to, like, the north. They've got, like, 500 people studying there, and they'll take you down to Arad, and they've got, like, 200 people studying there.
Right.
I mean, it's clearly the balance of Torah has clearly shifted. Clearly shifted.
Someone is disappointing.
What?
That's a separate question.
This is the
word. Right. Okay. Chanina, Gadol Hador, Anak. Right, this Chanina is the Gadol Hador, the giant. He Chusha Mechutza, the Galut, the Babel, Mizmoa Chadashim, the Avar Shanim. He began calculating the calendar. Shanu Al-Kach, the Eretz Yisrael, the Nasir Ras Gadol. Right, there was a great... It was a great commotion. They sent two gedolim to fight. It's impossible. You can't do this. You may not calculate the calendar in Chutz Laaretz, only in Israel. They sent these two rabbis. Two great Tanaim to fight him. The Babel wrote Sneha Nashim Abidolim Hachashuvim. In Babylonia, they saw these two great guys. Shemel Lubakir and Meretz Yisrael. He called them, so they saw these two guys. Oh, you know, by the way, somebody visiting to Babylonia, it's like today, the guy walks in. You know, if you ever read, In My Father's Court by, who wrote it? It was a Yiddish writer, In My Father's Court.
Who got it?
No, it was about, it was,